The first reading today, St. Paul speaks about two things that work together, and we have to be able to look at these for our own selves. First of all, he talks about the fact that the things that he used to think were important, he now counts as loss. In fact, he says, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing knowledge of my Lord Jesus Christ. Along with that, he prays that he will be able to somehow lay hold of Christ as Christ has laid hold of him. So that goes with the gospel where our Lord says, where your treasure is, there's where your heart is going to be. So again, now we have to look at these things for ourselves. Where is our treasure? What is really most important to us? The things that St. Paul earlier in his life thought were so important, he now looks at as loss. He looks at as garbage. He uses a way stronger term than that, but it's garbage. Go home and look at all your treasures. Say, really? St. Paul thought this was all garbage. Compared to Jesus, yeah. When you die, all of those things are going to be left behind. Every last one of them. It doesn't matter if the thing is worth $1 million, you're not taking it with you. The only thing you will take with you, however, Scripture tells us, is your charity. Your good works go before you, we're told in the book of Revelation. It is the love of God and it is the love of neighbor. That's what goes with us. All of that must be based upon faith. And so that's what St. Paul is looking at. Unlike many people in the Protestant faiths, notice that St. Paul says, I don't think that I have already laid hold of the resurrection, nor have I been made perfect. In other words, he's saying that I hope that somehow I'm going to be able to get there. Not, I'm off, Jesus my Lord and Savior, I'm going straight to heaven. St. Paul didn't say that. There's no false confidence. There is an absolute confidence, but not a false one. The confidence is in the Lord. But certainly he had no confidence in himself in that sense. He had no confidence in the things of the world because it was all going to be left behind. So a good question for all of us. Our Lord has laid hold of us. He has called us. He has chosen us. He has brought us into union with himself. Now St. Paul prays that he would be able to do the same for Jesus. Is that what we want? Do we want to be united with him? Do we want to be one with him? Do we want to truly love him? Do we want him to be our true treasure? That's what St. Paul desired. That's what he would want for all of us. That's what Jesus wants for all of us. The question is that what we want? So again, we look at our Lord and we recognize that we were so important to him that not only did he come down and take our nature to himself, but he died so that we could live. He showed us how much he loves us so that we could love him in return. And all too often, we just kind of shrug it off, or at least we'll acknowledge it intellectually. But do we really love him? Is he really our treasure? Is he the focus of our life? Those are the kinds of things that all of us have to look at. St. Paul, as he looked back over his life, recognized that everything that he thought was so important was loss. It was worthless. It was garbage. It was leading him away from Christ. He literally had to give it all up, 100% of it, so that he could have 100% of the Lord. Now, Jesus may not be asking that of all of us, but he is asking that we would truly love him with our whole heart and soul and strength. That's the challenge. Make him the treasure, because where our treasure is, that's where our heart is going to be.